Welcome to In the Pines, a short play by Alexandra Pollotz.
Michael, where will you go?
I'm going where the cold wind blows.
In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine,
I would shiver the whole night through.
We are at a summer camp in the mountains in late August. We see the back wall of a camp cabin at the edge of camp, with pine woods beyond. Lainey sits against the wall, under the lip of the roof, staring off into the trees. Isabel walks around the cabin.
You know, if a counselor found you out here, you could be sent home early.
Earlier than tomorrow?
Well, maybe they wouldn't let you come back next year.
I'm too old to come back next year.
No, I'm too old. You'll still be under the limit, technically.
We agreed. When you're out, I'm out. If you're so bothered, what are you doing out here? I thought you were dead set on staying inside tonight.
You never sent me the signal. I was worried.
Oh. Right. Sorry.
So, how'd it go?
It went.
That's not an answer.
You wouldn't have to ask if you'd agreed to come.
I don't believe in that stuff anymore. That's your thing. And Beth's.
Right.
Did you find what you were looking for?
I did.
And Beth?
Is still looking, but she knows the way.
Is still looking, like, metaphorically, or do you mean she's literally still out
there? She is still out there, yes.
You've got to be joking.
I'm not.
So you just left her? On the mountain, in the woods, in the middle of the night.
It wasn't like that, you know?
With the wind, and the rain, and the freezing cold.
It's not that cold.
There's places up there that have snow.
You go in together, you come out alone. That's how it works.
Maybe when it was the trees behind your house or the little park down the street. But here?
She knows the way. She'll make it out before dawn.
And if she doesn't?
She will. She has her bracelet. And this is Beth we're talking about.
What do you mean, this is Beth?
Do you really want me to answer that?
No. I thought you were going to stick together. When you asked me to come, you said this time was different, and I thought that...
This time is different, but the rules still apply.
I shouldn't have let you go.
It's not your choice.
I could have told someone. I could still tell someone.
You won't.
I could go right now. I could wake up Laura.
Stay. Keep me company.
Why? You made it clear yesterday that you don't need me.
Like you said, it's cold.
What did you ask for earlier tonight?
I asked for you to stay.
Come on, what did you ask from the Lady of Three Stones?
What do you think I asked for?
The gift of equivocation.
Nope.
Are you sure?
I don't know, what do you think?
I think you're being intentionally elusive for the sake of being contrary.
Okay. I promise, nothing but straight replies from here on out.
Fine. Was it something related to your family?
No.
Something about the future?
Warmer.
Did you ask to get into a good art university next year?
No. I'm actually not sure if I'm still applying to art schools.
What? Since when?
Since... I don't know. I mean, I love drawing, but I'm not sure if it's the only thing I want to focus on.
Okay.
I talked to my mom about it, and She suggested I think about looking for a liberal arts college with a good visual arts program instead, to keep my options open.
That doesn't mean you can't apply.
I know. And maybe I will, but I'm looking at other things too. Imagine if we end up at the same school.
You would get sick of me and move on to cooler friends.
I will not. You and I can skip all the parties together.
We could stay up late and sleep over in each other's rooms.
We'll bury tiny treasures and hide notes with clues for each other to find.
And if someone else finds them, we'll pretend we're part of some secret organization.
I mean, we kind of are.
I guess so. Would Beth be there too?
Maybe. If you had gone with us to see the lady, what would your request have been?
I don't know. Mine always came to me in the moment.
You mean you never thought about it in the year in between visits?
It's not that I never thought about it. I just was never sure until it was time. You'd be standing there under the trees, and then suddenly, I would know.
And you still think none of it was real?
I didn't say that. I'm going to find her.
What?
It's been hours. Beth could be heard out there.
You wouldn't see her. She's in between, remember?
I could go in between. I remember how.
Not without a partner. You have to go in together, otherwise...
Otherwise what?
You should remember. You're the one that made the rules.
Oh, right. You go together to anchor each other so you don't get lost. But Beth is lost.
Why are you so worried? I thought you didn't like Beth.
I do like Beth. She's my friend, too. Of course I'm worried.
Okay. But you've been acting weird around her all year.
Have I?
Every time we've all hung out together?
Are you sure?
Okay, who's equivocating now?
Fine. You're right. I have been acting weird.
So, why is that, if you don't have a problem with Beth? You seem fine when it's just the two of us.
Well, maybe I kind of...
Maybe what?
Maybe I'm jealous.
Because of the lady? You said you didn't want anything to do with her.
No, it's not that.
Do you have a crush on Beth?
On Beth? No.
Really? You could have just told me.
I just did.
Okay, but you could have told me earlier.
I thought you and Beth...
No.
She's still out there. The rules say that if she's not back by dawn, she'll be stuck in between.
I thought you didn't believe in that stuff anymore.
I don't.
You still wear your bracelet.
Did it work? Did you really see her today?
The Lady of Three Stones? Yes.
So I was right, all those years ago, when I said her true form lived out on the mountain.
You were always right about the lady.
What did she look like? I mean, I've felt her presence, but I've never actually...
You should have come.
If she's here, if she's really here, maybe I can ask her to bring Beth back safe.
She doesn't work like that.
I know.
It's not Beth you want to go for, is it?
I told myself I didn't care anymore. That it didn't matter. I told myself I didn't want to ruin my last night at camp trekking up a mountain in the rain.
You won't make it back. Not if you go by yourself. Not before dawn.
Then come with me.
I can't. I need to stay here to anchor Beth.
Do you really think she's coming back?
Of course she is. Come on. Stay with me. Let's keep each other warm. Isabel? She's in between. Lady of Three Stones, I call to you from far away. I call to she who is above. I call to she who is below. I call to she who is within. I ask that you take it back. Take back what I asked for earlier tonight, and in exchange, let Isabel return before the dawn. Let her return. Let her return. Let her... The lady doesn't work like that.
Lady, you're okay. You had me worried.
You were worried? I was waiting most of the night. What took you so long?
I was almost out when I found this. I went back to look for you. I came back when I realized it was nearly dawn, but if you're here, if you're okay, why did you leave your bracelet behind?
This isn't mine. It's Isabel's.
But that means...
I know.
You let her go alone?
No! We were waiting for you, and we fell asleep. She was gone when I woke up.
Does she have an anchor?
No.
It's nearly dawn.
She'll make it out.
Maybe. Remember those drawings you did of us back in freshman year?
The superhero one?
Yeah. You drew me with wings.
I did, didn't I?
You know, I used to have dreams about flying. Did you ever get those?
I don't know about actual dreams, but I did daydream about it. I think I spent most of Algebra 2 looking out the window and imagining taking to the skies, soaring through the clouds, being free of everything.
For me, it was about perspective. Seeing the world from way up high, seeing how small we all were, how we're all just tiny pieces of something vast and unknowable. It was like that, at the top of the mountain. It felt like those dreams.
Were you cold at all up there?
Not really.
Even with the rain?
Why? Were you cold?
I was just wondering.
It doesn't matter, you know, whether she feels cold or not. It doesn't change anything.
I didn't notice the rain at all while I was walking, only after I got back. Maybe weather can't get through when you're in between.
Do you remember when you and Isabel first told me about the lady?
No.
It was raining then, too. It was a Thursday in May. You told me to meet you after school at the stump by the edge of the soccer field.
It wasn't raining. It had been pouring buckets for most of the day, but by the time you came, the air was clear. Isabel said it was a sign from the lady.
She was so sure of herself. That's what I remember. Listening to her and thinking.
Thinking what?
That I had never seen a person believe in anything so absolutely.
All of us believed in the lady.
I didn't. Not at first.
But you came with us, though, that summer.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I guess I saw the intensity of what you had found together, and I wanted to be a part of it. I think I wanted to believe. But I knew, even then, that I would never belong to it all. Not the way Isabel did.
She was really worried about you. Earlier, when you hadn't come back yet.
I wasn't lost.
I know.
The camp will be awake soon. It's way past dawn. If she was in between, she's not coming out.
You don't know that.
You don't go in alone or you'll be lost. Those are the rules.
Isabel made the rules. Maybe she can unmake them.
That's not how it works.
Well, then maybe it's not real. Maybe none of it was ever real.
You saw the lady. We both did.
Maybe. If they are real, then the lady, the in-between, and the rules all came from us. From Isabel. It was us that made them exist with our words and our belief. And if we say other words and we stop believing, maybe they'll stop existing. Maybe they'll never have been at all. And then Isabel will be okay.
Or she'll be trapped in a place that no longer exists.
We have to try.
No, I'm not giving up the lady. Not like that.
But Isabel...
Isabel made her choice. She knew the rules. Better than anyone.
There are no rules. There is no Lady of Three Stones. She doesn't exist. We wanted her to be true so much, we made something out of shadows and reflections and the space behind her eyes that was never there. Isabel just got stuck in the dark, and now that it's light out and she can see better, she'll come back.
And what about her bracelet?
This? It's nothing. Just some pieces of thread I tied together. Just string and dirt and sweat. Here. It's yours now.
Beth looks at Lainey for a long moment. Finally, she shakes her head and walks away towards the rest of the cabins. Lainey sits against the wall, under the edge of the roof, staring off into the trees.
You've been listening to In the Pines, directed by Shamari Whitebank and production managed by Nicobet Casito, featuring the voices of Milan Eldridge as Isabel, Mel Horniak as Lainey, and Muniat Chowdhury as Beth, with script, editing, and sound design by Alexandra Paulos.